This month, I'm going on with my series on restoring Daddy's picture, and this is part three. And the I guess the aspect of God's character that Jesus came to restore and to correct such a wrong understanding of. And as you can imagine, it's so complex because of the ethos into which Jesus came with the message of the new covenant. But the title is Jesus Revealing the Father's Non-Judgmental Love and Grace. And I'm going to read from John chapter 3, well-known verse, of course, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world." And really, that word should rather be translated there as judged. Condemned combines in the word the aspect of already having passed negative judgment. But the word is just judged. He did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus' function in coming to the earth was not to come as a judge and adjudicator of the law, as we're going to see. He came to bring in a new covenant of God's grace. The Word became flesh, John says, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So as opposed to the old covenant ethos into which he came and was born, he came full of grace and truth. And so his whole purpose was not to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Then verse 18, "He who believes in him is not judged, but he who does not believe in him is judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So we're going to develop these themes as we go through. So Jesus didn't come to judge the world. He came to save the world. And we'll talk about the judgment that is on mankind through unbelief. Those who believe are not judged, but those who do not believe are judged already, because they are under the judgment of sin through Adam and also the old covenant. Then I want to just read a few verses from John chapter 5. "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." And so he's saying here that the Father judges no one. The Father rather is in the life-giving business. As the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. When the law entered, when sin entered, first of all through Adam, the judgment of death was passed upon all mankind. And then the law just reinforced that judgment of death. The soul that sins, it shall die. And so now he is in the life-giving business. He sent his Son to impart life. And so Jesus could not impart life if he came as a judge and was always evaluating everybody's behavior. So the Father judges no one. And then in John chapter 8, Jesus makes this statement to the woman who was caught in adultery. He said, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And then verse 15 and verse 16, "You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. And yet if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me."